parting. Rake. How's it seem? What motion does it describe? What forces move it? Which resist it? What are its premises? Its pronouns? Its conclusion? What shadow does it cast? In which places does it become obsolete? Beach. What are its properties of rest? Its particular form of entropy? Does it describe a certain arc? A way out of suffering? How is it organized? At what temperature? What are its properties of horror? Of humor? What energy does it require? Where is it when it's out of place? How much is it worth? How many languages say it? What's it doing here? Stop. We thought her poverty made her a good bet, but she's barely moving, barely a dent. Traveling outward at the last ditch, the dunes closing up, the different girl has an eye on the rake. From the cemetery, she feels the land caught, bent, or dragged over. When asked, she barely hesitated before taking the job. Beachfront. Sands infinitely solid, infinitely wide. Not a single grain skips or blows, cemented, glued. The old folks stare, and the sand hardens, absorbing secretions, drying to shell. Waves abuse it and can't make a scratch. Now they're seeings, silk, to wear down glass tabletops. The seeing sees, impatient for effect. It beats the beach, which was a natural one, has become real property. Hard floor finish. Stop all stupid pounding. Stop before it becomes embarrassing. It's already. The sea's frothing and embarrassing. Currents, named for the direction they are heading. Wind, for the direction it is moving. Again today, a different girl fails the job. Snapping rake fingers strike the beach hard, deep down, stubborn. Not one grain of sand moves, despite blowing everywhere. From their housing position, the folks see nothing but a flailing rhythm of failure. But the different girl slides the rake through her fingers, catching it just before it falls. Nun, in Aramaic, means fish or whale, immersed unself-consciously in the chaotic waters of the hidden, egoless. Nun was also the Egyptian god of primordial water, its featureless darkness, chaotic turbulence, or equanimity. Every part of every body of water in and outside the universe was Nun. Even after the land and sun were made from its water body, Nun hovered at the outskirts, waiting to destroy the world in order to make it again. Primary dune. Shelters mice, foxes, sparrows, hawks, lizards, snakes, spiders. The inner dune shelters deer, low shrubs, middle trees, rabbits, skunks, and owls. Farther down toward the water, the swash inhabitants and sand crabs dart between beach hoppers in the haze. They saw the poverty and thought, this different girl could be shamed with it. They thought, desperate. Standing on the trailing edge of her continent, the two low tides do not feel different. A lower low, a higher low. Her wage only a meager inch between. Without a rake, there's no chance for the high rise. Desire, a constant tooling. Tides translate gravity to the ocean, bring a surplus of employable conditions, human-fitted. They wash up from movable countries as though effortlessly. The tide zone, therefore, can be built in, folding arms across muscles, straining with broken blood vessels, folding arms across muscles, repeating the uneasy gesture. The waves breathe the world back to shore. Look, standing in that column, you must stand for something. We will warn you if anything changes. Before the cemetery, poverty had basements, a mattress, a paint-streaked utility sink ripe with bleach. She always bathed quickly, the smell of her oily knees making rinsing incomplete. Rivers ran from the interior to dump sediment along the drain. Earth layers, core, mantle, crust. We think of pit, flesh, and skin of fruit, a fruit's sweet near nothing, mixed with the impulse to consume the life layer, so thin it practically wipes off. Sheds contain rakes. Rooms too small to enter, located near the soda machine on the side of the high-rise by the parking lot. Veering wind brings weather fair. Backing wind, foul weather near. A different girl came to rake the beach, as to any calling. Graffiti on buried bridges and dusk depositing a few last things, a knife, a fallen shelf, empty coffee cans, rope, some sponges. What kind of sand is this? Name names of these particular things in a context. Sponge yellow, sopped with rust. Flask heavy with lighter fluid, or could be gasoline. This is a beach community. Look, work over distance is money. Time over progress is money. Change over substance is work. Chance over everything cannot be equaled. Storms form at sea and cast from a distance most of the low, round waves which make it to shore, a choppy economy on the slope of the vigilant. Armies thirst in unison, appearing now as sparrows, buckshot. Every step nearer uncovers a meadow of parking meters. The soldiers halt, take each other's cheeks, mice darting between shadows. They take a quick sip. They make a quick road to fight on. A shock rippling underground sets can clusters spinning. The old folks peer over at their mistake. Oscillating waves throw disturbance forward without displacing water. The surface casts one situation onto a different one. The dilemma travels between bodies like unchecked fear. Progress is rapid and uncontrollable. This brings one girl on the heels of the next. This makes one damaged when you damage another. Their forms dying quickly back to surface tension. Before the rake, she found the cemetery and inhaled fresh death, stealing scraps from the carrion eaters. They'd just been there. And from the cemetery, she watched the folks build themselves higher, 10 years, 100. Decaying flesh acts like fluid, soaks through floors. They glue themselves to clouds. Why do cemeteries give good views? Behind grass overlooking the beach, she ate all manner of improper meats and foul liquid from every source. They hauled the rake up to show her, but she didn't know what it meant. Gravity likewise produces an undertow not at all obvious, relative to a different girl's mass. Relative to her speed. They watch her, would they less? They see her, would they less? What is she to them but a dividend tiding in space? Gravity joking around. Look. Be sure we can place you at the scene. We seek reliable help. Shallow probing and surface searching shorebirds feed by sight. Sandpipers and plovers scuttle the tide, advance and retreat with the foam. Sanderlings chase the outer beach, wind-up toys with white wings. Raise an arm, pose of gratitude. Sink to knees, surrender. From the balconies, they read her repertoire anxiously. Who is more desperate for the work? The crucial role is for the nun. Besieged by the pounding, she botches the next raking. Tangled refuse and painful purplish scratches. The nun's life must be minimally preserved. A dead nun can't train others. Look, nothing moves. Tools pull their weight by a shift of emphasis from concentrated density in the handle to a fanned area of surface. Rakes through history take dark corners for decomposed leaves, mouse skeletons resolved beyond identity. The shed attracts rakes in slatted melon light. They disappear among shears and hoses, plastic jugs. And so every day a different girl works the failure. Can she know the signs? The grasp of her fingers on the painted wood. The rake slaps back. To wake the water. To break the torpor. Stupid and embarrassing. Empty parentheses. The bungalows echo the terrible racket. A definitive equation called inertia. A panic. A job description. Look. Her cloth disintegrates in the sun, a peculiar reverse of shadow. Houses, hats in a pool, intransient structures on a beach constantly moving. A different girl considers when a job begins or the first question for new employers. What sort of beach is it? An exposed rocky shore with cold pools? Wide stretches of sand and nothing else? What happened to the others? Shallow inlets with sheltered mudflats? Will they count heaps achieved or heaps removed? Can this be refused? Calm. Winds make smoke rise vertically, make the sea mirror-like. Like the space between tides, too quick to be perceived or too slow. Either way, she produces little the folks might call effects. The system is made of ever tinier accidents, rubbish slipping through the teeth. Before taking up the cemetery, poverty had a trial in which all the evidence was circumstantial. More illegible graffiti along cinder block, the stink of sunset. Embarrassed, the water attacks again. Not a single grain skips or moves. Stop all stupid pounding. The sea's frothing and embarrassing. A light breeze raises dust and receipts, a flurry of whitecaps. Light air pities the face. Crests make glossy drifts, ripples. In strong breeze, smoke searches for direction. Spinning leaves, national flags. Then in a gale, waves spray at umbrellas too weak to open, and seas heap up with twigs, bricks, and boards, dense white caps racing uphill. The new profile, artificial dune, their condo battles, generations washing out and collapsing back in holiday rituals. But a different girl shows up for her shift, her cloth barely covering the phantom limb, chaste and obedient. A different girl reverses her rake and leans for a moment on the wide end. Three ladders of hasty net cover the erosion where stairs once made landfall. The beach and rake, her piece in a war of carbon battles. Detritus, constantly sinking to the seafloor, a rain of waste. A different girl thrusts the rake, pulls back, switches sides, sweats, aches, pulls, but never finds a dead spot. She begins to mark the place, inhabiting only a calculator's error. Now she suspects every grain balances the movement of beaches, the conditions of the job ensuring a stalemate. Each cemented tide, the documentary subject of a vow. On striped pink balconies, the folks swing their sunglasses by beaded chains, sip damp drinks, and pinpoint her location. Each clump of seaweed, every shell and bottle cap. This cat food can, that plastic yellow rope. Every pebble or grain in the universe accounted for. And so she hangs in paralysis. From their vantage, they sense no diminution. She can add nothing to maximum coverage. Pioneer plants become rooted in drift lines and create beach environments. Beach grass dunes allow other pioneers, dusty miller, heather, poison ivy. Scrub thickets then invite bayberry, beach plum, briars, and roses. Next, maritime forests might settle in with holly, pitch pines, red maples, and sassafras. So, 15 minutes, a quarter hour, 12 hours, 20. The big beach doesn't budge. 3 nights, the stupid pounding. 7 months, 50 years. If anything, it grows brittle. The girl, too, now on duty, beating it relentlessly. And still, remainders. A machine waits by to help, otherworldly. She appears to the foot soldiers as an enormous frog head, a dupe, and worse, a mess, a rake service. Raked objects, used firecracker wrappers, unraveled cardboard tubes, sticks, gray and white paper cup, plastic coffee lid, a clear plastic sheet pinned under a mass of seaweed, unable to sink. Sure, a crust in pieces and parts, broken plates, faults. A different girl tries picking up the rake as a joke. Aerial searching birds skim the surf, turns, and the gulls which prey on them make antic, raucous calls. A different girl takes a patched cloak and a bowl and wanders to the highest road, begging at houses, root caves, sometimes months between morsels, seeking a place venerated for majesty, some sort of punchline, a pinnacle. Her difference begins to wear heavy with the altitude and falls like dead flesh. Approaching the last moss and tiny flowers on the scree, heaving her body between rocks the size of warships, she reaches the snowy dusting of a summer midnight closest to the sun. There, beneath her feet, sand. Below her in all directions, alluvial pine forests made of the solid tops of mountains slide toward the sea. Sea breezes come in afternoon from the expanding warm air over land, drawing the cool air from the sea. Land breezes blow seaward at night when the ground cools quickest. Sand, quartz, sandstone, or feldspar polished in the swash action of waves. Silt and clay sands are shale. Clay particles are finest, red with iron, black with decayed organic matter. Along eroded cliffs, large streaks of garnet, while tropical sand shines white with broken shell fragments and corals, calcite minerals, and the excrement of crustaceans, echinoderms. Acidic water added back converts sand to limestone, now loose, now landmaker. Look, an employee must be counted on to count. All things present are doubly accounted for. Gravity, observed in certain regularities, forms a sequence, and somehow AB becomes a causal law. A, somehow a workforce, pulling to one side, pulled to the other. Tides start where water's deepest, and there's the least land to interfere. People gather to watch from their balconies. Soon after sunset, the wind picks up and nothing moves in their binoculars. Staring at the tide lines, assessing her mass, the distance of beach provides all the right reasons to make accusations. Shut-ins. They make daily renovations. For lack of other formulas, every so often their grandchildren unload coolers from rented cars. Slipper limpets form in clusters with only the bottom one touching the rock, so that each is 1 year younger than the one under it. The first starts young and male, but loses male glands and organs as the pile stacks up, so that the lowest and largest slipper limpets are old females, while those in the middle are neither here nor there, protandric hermaphrodites. Human. At 1982 prices, the average human body was worth $12.98 in materials. She might be worth slightly more if her difference is descriptive, modifying the noun. At 2010 prices, the body has fallen to $4.50 in materials, most of the value being the skin. The trace minerals, potassium, sulfur, sodium, chlorine, magnesium, iron, iodine, manganese, zinc, all fetch less than $1. The water, at least for now, still worthless. Look, there's no time to her. She's not working. Her difference, that anamorphic smear, doesn't fool us. There's no appreciation of movement against things themselves moving, so one must, to see movement, look from the ocean's angle. Offshore against the backdrop of fences and parking lots where the vanity of progress can be detected. Beaches belong to the ocean, not to the land. Things spasm between speaker and hearer, spasm all over beaches. The object communicated, delayed in time, works like a work, a plan. The thing cannot regret, cannot choose. A bowl, a broom, a cloth, these things equal no things. Birds fly and by small debts reveal each other. Up in the condos, a cultural deadpan. A thing is not real, they say, until it is apprehended. Another word for arrested, another word for stopped. But there is no such seawall holding the limit of motion. The girl, the story, changes. They say, you have changed, or have learned, lasting possessions. Slackwater. In the hour following high and low tides, the sea neither rising nor falling. Seaweeds, flat, knotted, and bladder, at the water's edge, moss. Deeper waters belong to the kelps, purple in lettuce. More than one line of seaweed in the parking lot signals a recent retreating. She was called to the work, yet these are things formerly twisted. Glass bottles, chocolate-smudged wrappers, sanitary napkins. What kind of place is this? Name names of these particular things in a context. Sponge yellow, sopped with rust. Flask, heavy with lighter fluid, or could be gasoline. This is a beach community. Look, something's gone when it's gone. The job is done when it's done, approaching whatever limit we decide. Associating with the rake, the narrow work of wood or metal, she feels nothing more than punctuation fanning out. And if it were to fall away, she might only feel it like the subtle need for a comma. Plankton, all the drifting life of the ocean. Nekton, the swimming life. Rake. No space, no number. No intention, no texture, no forefather, no root, no potential. Yet sensations, fingers bouncing taut and loose over the surface, make neither noun nor verb a stutter. High explosions drop deafening waves, and she's there too, markless. Smoke covers the vowel, the tool. She rakes the fiasco, and another muffled shout from the balcony, another mandate to put on a reasonable show. She kneels and falls again, but no one remembers how vows began. The old folks hang themselves over the ledges, several generations later, and still no real boat, no thirst, no word for thirst, no word for boat. Sand stands between the condition of gravel and mud, sorted by the prolonged lixiviation of water, separating heavier pieces. Near the tide mark, loose and incoherent silt can sink tourists ankle deep, casting them spasmodically back and forward. Virtually waveless, pain wraps itself around her lower spine, grabbing her shoulders and hand muscles cramping. What price for the energy of variously coordinated muscle groups? Through the pain, a different girl sees floodlights on the barbecue pit as a family of mutilated rabbits stumbles from an oil drum in nets against the wind, foundering in grease. Clustered colonial organisms. Portuguese men of war, super creatures of subordinate semi-individuals. Food for one is food for all. Lacking centralized nervous systems, they float on sail-like agreements above the sea. Look, the beach, if anything, is finished. Blue, the most destitute ocean, a profuse scattering of light. Rhea, where coasts drown under rising water, landforms once at sea level submerge to become enormous estuaries at the mouths of previously insignificant rivers. The folks long ago began lists and tallies, new methods to calculate insurance, pulled to one side, destruction to the other, depending on the day and the forecast. Muggy dawn, she thrusts the rake into the offing, already a mix of plywood, coffee, old fruit. The rake sinks into a whale carcass, ambergris, plastic. Only back in the cemetery, quietly in slugs and worms, does she ever sleep. Tall grasses on the dune make a windbreak for candles only briefly, a decade or so, to little effect. She sleeps and does absolutely more raking. Starfish, in hordes, destroy oyster beds overnight. Seeing no economic value in them and only insignificant ornamental use, fishermen rip them up and throw them back, only to see billions return. Waves can be long and low, bringing sediment back to shore. Or waves can shoal from deep water against a shallow bottom, slowing as they hit, the distance between blows decreasing as height increases until they become totally unstable and break. Glaciers cross continents, depositing new sand along the moving edge of the ice. 15 minutes pass, 50 years. The rake hits cement newly filled in. The tides pass without a budge. Condos fill the craters. The wind's pounding and embarrassing. The folks hang banners to hail this work, call it a beach now, as though for the first time, the interplay between birds and sand and shells, just a change in emphasis. Some new analogy makes a different girl's receipt, the rake, obsolete. Functions describing the movement of a wave replace the waves one by one. Equations governing the seagull's dive and the frequency of its call trace each seagull into a visual poverty. A may now simply act as B. Fog, from the upwelling of deep, cold ocean along the shore, moves onshore with the local breeze, bringing confusion to the senses. Doldrums, hot, oppressive air. A different girl pushes back a flight of the rake's weight from her hand, free for a moment, forward of her. It grabs the wind and falls. The embarrassing sea, the failing tool. What, by the way, is different? In what context would she not be modified? How do you know when she's done? Fetch names the expanse of water over which the wind is blowing. Look, it's practically impossible to keep sight of something kept from moving. Slope determines if a wave will break or be reflected back to sea. The different girl twirls a spindly plant in her fingers, a weed's wrong place, alive by accident. A bit later, the roar, frantic balconies still serving drinks, and the scolding, nodding. There she is again, raking. Their contract unfilled, their tool in her hands, her sweat on their time. Many of the original employers have passed on their legacies. A different girl kneels and pushes forward on bloody knees, surrendering her head, her rake hands, her purpose to the sand. But tonight, the inheritors charge their phones and wear peignoirs to the rail, mealy-mouthing her bad name, disgruntled and dismayed. The new beach set contains a different girl in her single garment, the set containing the sea to which the beach belongs. Seagulls invade and participate in the economies of humans, arranging themselves in recognizable terms. They look directly, but their eyes move separately, non-binocular vision giving a more circular view. Exchanging glances, she meets a cool brown eye, motionless in an updraft, their open-mouthed laughs long and from the belly. Beach grass thrives when it is buried, then grows upward through the sand, anchoring the dune. One morning, a different girl finds a palace mirrored with rooms. A tiny elephant squirms by her foot, and she moves aside not to step on it. Nearby, a firecracker, and the scared elephant turns to a fish dying from some accelerated evolution. She grabs the fish to lick its terrified eye, turning it back to the sea, to the chain of inch-high elephants rolling joyfully. Sand protects the land by absorbing wave energy from storms. Spread on floors, gathers dirt and dust and blood. Wave. Energy concentrates as the wave breaks, its height increasing into the shallower water, becoming unstable. Spilling waves break over a wide section of the surf zone. Collapsing breakers break only in the lower half of the wave, while plunging breakers curl at the crest, forming a tube. This stirs up bottom sediment, doing the most damage. Stop. Counting. None. The 14th letter in ancient alphabets, thought to have come from a hieroglyph of a fish or an eel in water. None might mean shall rule or heir, its form being bent over. None, a standard breed of pigeon. The different girl rakes the rain snails, considering the possibility of cars at the tide line. B now completely explains A, metaphors reversing direction, and beer can lights, swag, fire escapes. A live dune slowly advances inland like an engulfing glacier. Sandpipers search the rack for food and run up and down the beach with the waves. In the air, a whole flock wheels, turns, changes direction as one bird. Look, we've composed a three-dimensional landscape, and by that we can tell the time of things, and that against that landscape and those things, she's not budged. Sea turtles nest in the bathroom breaks between construction permits, their passage a million generations across parking lots. The different girl freezes in sweat between folds of skin and burning feet. Tiny eyes hunch their way, struggle toward the surf. The newborn turtles armored too lightly for war. From the eroding cemetery, a skeleton skull of bluff, a different girl might have waited for a better contract. Retiring up stilts, bricking in balconies, crowding around gilded portraits of tiger claws in the clamshells, the old folks wonder how to destroy the shape and keep the shape. Swash marks in plaster, footprints of rhinos, plankton, waves. These things decorate their cabinets. Moving beneath highways, the barrier islands pinned from above simply dissolve. What else could they have paid her? That the rake might outlive the shed, lifelike now in any context. What would these particular things do in a context? Seawalls, at once placed and removed. Unanchored grasses fill dumpsters. Plastic bulkheads. Rock bags, vinyl sheets, pilings, wooden planks, wall devices, a maritime thicket cleared between swales. A slurry of water and sand gets poured behind barricades in thinner and thinner mixture, dredged from neighboring beaches.
This episode of Bird Lover's Backyard was performed by Maggie Hoffman. written by Talia Field. Original music by Catherine McRae. Designed and produced by Ben Williams for Category Other. Recorded at the Collapsible Hole in New York City.